Mountain Lakes had been inhabited by its first citizens for barely 3 months when the new residents began to think about the spiritual life of their fledgling community. John and Lila Houston had moved into the house at 35 Dartmouth Street, and in early June 1911, Mrs. Houston began the town's first Sunday school in her home. The following year, the first church services for adults were held on Sunday afternoons in the Llewellyn Garage with the assistance of Reverend Frank E. Depew of the Reformed Church in America in Booton. Services would relocate to two more private homes and to an unoccupied store in the new Midvale Shops where, on November 13, 1913, the Community Church of Mountain Lakes was formally organized in a gathering with 22 charter members. By then, efforts were already well underway to build the town's first church. Herbert Hapgood donated 0.7 acres of land here at the corner of Briarcliff and Barton Roads to be used as a site for a church building. And architect F.Y. Parsons of Patterson drew up preliminary plans for a chapel. In June 1914, the final building plans were approved, and Hapgood's company, Mountain Lakes Incorporated, won the bid to build the chapel at a cost of $15,000, including the electric light fixtures and pews. Cheap, even for those times. The cornerstone for this original structure, which consisted solely of the chapel building you see nearest to Barton Road, was laid on September 6, 1914. The first service in the new building was held on December 6, 1914, and the community church was formally dedicated on May 16, 1915. In 1927, the church completed construction of the church house to the left of the chapel building, more than doubling its total floor area for a little over $71,000. In 1948, the church acquired the land across Barton Road for use as a parking lot. In 1952, the church acquired the home next door at 4 Barton Road for use as the church manse. The two-story educational wing and the memorial chapel to the far left were added in 1957, again more than doubling the total floor space of the church at a cost of $220,000. The window shapes in the original chapel section of the church are similar to the shape of a Gothic arch. You can see that the builder attempted to use as much of the native boulder stone as possible. You can tell the difference between the original chapel section and the church house added in 1927 by the change in the color and texture of the masonry. The chapel section and the church house both have slate roofs. Note the corner coins, the alternating solid stone blocks at the corners at the front of the chapel building, which help give a solid appearance to the structure. The church bell was donated by the Mountain Lakes Association and citizens of the community in 1915. It originally doubled as a fire alarm for the town, with the number and pattern of tolls of the bell signifying which section of the town the fire was in. A 1915 directory of Mountain Lakes shows a star next to the names of nearby residents designated as a holder of the key to alarm bell tower. Residents were instructed in case of fire to telephone a fire key holder near the church. The bell has also been the target of a number of pranks by the town's youths over the years. The late Skip Watts, longtime Mountain Lakes native, born in 1927 and voice of the herd, recounted how he and some friends attempted to steal the bell from the church one night. So we climbed up the bell tower, unloosened it, lowered it down with a rope, and when we set it on the floor, the bell was so flat that we couldn't get our fingers underneath it and we couldn't rock it. So we had to leave the bell in the bell tower, down on the floor of the bell tower. And we got caught, by the way. From its early days onward, the community church has served as a center of community activities. Beginning in 1915 and continuing for many decades, the church held a Thanksgiving morning church service and breakfast. It has hosted Memorial Day, Flag Day, and 4th of July ceremonies. The first commencement ceremony of the New Mountain Lakes High School was held here on June 12, 1938. Boy Scout Troop 41 of Mountain Lakes, which was chartered in 1921, has been sponsored by the church for most of its history and continues to meet regularly here on Monday nights. The original list of scouts on the troop's charter includes 12-year-old Charles Hapgood, son of Herbert Hapgood. When the church turned 50 years old in 1963, it had 1,200 members, with 13 women's groups and two sessions each Sunday for both church services and Sunday school. Although the church was formally affiliated with the Reformed Church in America from the time of its founding, the congregation viewed the affiliation as a mere formality and paid no attention to the doctrines of that church, preferring instead to pursue a more liberal, inclusive theology. In 1955, the Reformed Church in America sought to force the community church to adhere more closely to its tenets. The congregation, under the leadership of the church's longest-serving minister, the Reverend Dr. Laurel W. Pancake, took steps to leave that denomination and formally separated from the Reformed Church in America on October 18, 1955. In 1956, the church became affiliated with the Congregational Christian Churches, one of the predecessor denominations of what is now known as the United Church of Christ. The community church has always strived to be a church for the entire community. The Reverend Dr. Charles S. McFarland, a citizen of Mountain Lakes who was instrumental in the establishment of the church, described its overriding policy as follows. The church would be the church in the community, hence the name, the Community Church. It would be a church where Christians of any evangelical denomination might join, with or without subscription to the specific tenets and laws set forth by the Reformed Church in America, and where Christians might work together in fellowship with those who seek to know and to do the will of God. Now, continue along Briarcliff Road until you come to Briarcliff School.